Watch 7.
You're a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the program producer or sponsor and not those of NRG Media, LLC. This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Jody. How's your February going?
It's going good. Happy post-Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a day later.
Did
That's
you have
fine.
A good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was lovely with gear.
Good.
We're actually tonight also going to see the play at the Playhouse.
Oh, good.
The Next to Normal about the family, because Grace Podalek's in it. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, perfect. And she has done so much on
a lot
she,
of singing
she has been
for
singing
me.
On your CDs for years. Yeah,
and this
that's
is a
great.
Musical, so
good.
Great.
Well, that's right up your alley.
You've been watching the Olympics, Jode?
I have. I've been watching the Olympics and Bob Costas and all of his eye problems.
Oh,
and,
I know.
Oh, my God, that poor guy. That poor guy. But speaking of problems, how about this bobsledder?
I love the bathroom door incident. It's the shower that went wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you love... Did you see the photo, Jode?
Yeah. And then
huge.
The, yeah.
A hole in the door.
Yeah.
Well, he had to climb through it.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to not have your hotels ready. I get that. I mean, well, I get it and I don't. You know, I mean, truly, it's like already, how many years did they know that this was going to be in Sochi? But he was taking a shower, right?
Uh-huh.
He didn't have a phone and he
didn't
have
a towel. Then he goes to open the door. Whoops,
and he
doesn't
can't
open.
Get out. Yeah. Oh, my God. And he was a former NFL wide receiver with the Buffalo Bills and Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's aiming to win the gold and he has a lot of tweet followers now because of this incident.
But he said because of his tackling experience, that's how he got out of the door. I mean, he knew what to do. Yeah, so fortunately, you know.
That is funny, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
no one threw a football to him, but
no.
He got out, and that's all right.
Joe, did you see last Sunday night the show on the Beatles?
I 50 did.
Years
Wasn't
after
a great show?
Ed Sullivan. I thought it was pretty good.
You know what?
I could have done
good.
Without seeing Ringo sing, like you said, and dance.
And Yoko
dancing. Was
dancing.
On, and
You know, listen, the music is amazing. I think
totally.
Some of the stars that sang their music were good, but mm-hmm. I heard that Katy Perry was getting blasted a little bit for the song because it wasn't the right song for her to sing.
Right, and she changed some of the lyrics because obviously she's a she. When Paul sings it, he's a he. So she's getting blasted for changing the lyrics.
You know,
I don't know why she picked that song.
No.
It's a beautiful song. Though.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they have influenced everything since they went on in 1964.
And Karen, you were telling me, which I didn't realize, that what did you say?
I said that none of them, which I didn't know, none of the Beatles could read or write music. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I knew that about Paul. He learned to play the piano when he was a boy, but... You know, just by listening, he didn't, you know, read the notes or anything. You know, they were just geniuses in the music area. They had an uncanny ability to learn by ear. You know, these professors study them.
Oh, yeah, they have classes.
I know
it. On the right?
Wouldn't
on the
that
Beatles.
Be great? Take a class on the Beatles.
I would love it.
So
and
interesting.
What I think is great is their music is timeless. And kids,
totally.
I mean, my daughter, who's 13, loves the Beatles.
I know.
I mean, so it doesn't really matter age.
Right. And that's what somebody said, that before the Beatles, pop music was disposable. Another, you know, you listen to it when you're a teenager, and then you didn't when you're an adult.
Right.
I mean, but they live forever.
Yeah, they certainly are not the one-hit wonder. Right.
No.
They are the
And they change.
Legends.
You know, mostly if you're a one-hit wonder, you do the same style later on.
Yeah.
But their styles changed. They were incredible.
Yeah.
And they are still.
And Paul McCartney looks great.
Yeah. He's
he
quite a talent. I wish John were here, but, you know, John's not here.
He's
so.
Not. But if he were here, I think he would be happy with the show, other than watching his wife dance. He would have been happy with the show, and that's all right.
Right.
Hey, on a sad note, you know, I'm still kind of reeling over this whole Philip Seymour Hoffman incident. I just cannot get over it. But, you know, there are so many stars that have died while filming a movie.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. I mean, he was filming, well...
He was filming, was it the third installment of Hunger Games?
Yeah.
He was filming?
And they said, you know, the movie's just, he really made the movie. But they don't know what it's going to be like because he had such an impact on that movie.
Yeah.
But look at, like, Heath Ledger.
Oh,
that's
right.
Wasn't he filming? He was the Joker in Batman.
Right. He finished that one, but it was a strange movie, Joe.
The Imaginarium. That's right.
Right. Of Dr. Parnassus or something. I don't even know that movie.
I don't either.
But do you remember John Candy?
Yes.
He was only 43, died of a heart attack. He was, it said the same night he finished his final film, which was Wagons East. I never saw that.
No. Mm-mm. Natalie Wood.
Yeah. I remember that with Brainstorm.
Do you?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh,
because
my
mom, I walked in, mom goes, oh, Natalie would die. That's so sad.
Yeah, that is Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Something's Gotta Give, River Phoenix.
She was 36, Marilyn Monroe, and I didn't know River was 23.
Yeah, yeah, and he was filming Dark Blood. Yeah.
You know what's interesting, Joe? It's, out of the six that we named, four are from drug overdoses.
Yeah.
It's rampant.
Really, yeah, it's really sad.
Sad.
Because they're so, they can't handle their success. You know, sometimes I think it's just we don't realize we're not in their shoes.
Right.
And we think, oh, my God, and we're so envious of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet maybe not a life that you want to be envious of.
No way.
So,
I mean,
for those
folks,
you feel bad for them.
Yeah,
you really do.
Yeah, totally.
I feel bad for their families.
Yeah, totally. And now we're obviously mourning Philip Seymour Hoffman and his three kids.
Yes.
Sad for them. But Joe, on a happy note.
Yes. How about our show?
Great show today.
Yes, we have.
First guest is Christine Lustgarten. She's a divorce mediation lawyer, and it's very interesting, Jode, what she's going to talk about. Second guest, who, Jode?
Tim Halperin, our friend. We love Tim.
Singer-songwriter.
Yep, he's calling us from his home in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then closing the show.
And we'll end with John Witzel, and we'll be right back with Christine Lustgarten.
Spring starts next month. Where'd your New Year's resolution go? Maybe you still have a lot of weight to lose. For 10 years in Omaha, High Tech Weight Loss has specialized in helping people lose lots of weight very fast. Our average patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. Some have lost a lot more. We can do this for you. If you'd been with us just 4 weeks ago, you'd be there now. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, and you'll see that this works like nothing has before. And there's no supplements or special meals to buy. Next month, your clothes will fit again. You can welcome spring in the best shape of your life. Call us at 402-453-LOSE for a no-charge consultation. That's 402-453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. High Tech Weight Loss. Safe. Fast. Permanent. Call 402-453-5673. Open evenings and weekends by appointment.
They are amazing.
They are angels.
They are amazing angels.
My amazing angels.
Amazing angels are simply amazing.
Amazing Angels Home Health and Hospice cares for people of all ages and all situations, from basic wound care to hospice care. Hospice and palliative care is for people young and old who are nearing the end of their lives.
Amazing Angels take an approach that focuses on improving quality of life for anyone dealing with a life-limiting illness. The goal is to reduce or eliminate pain and other physical symptoms and assist both the patient and family with emotional and spiritual needs.
Amazing Angels Home Health and Hospice treasure the relationships they build with their patients and their families, and will always go the extra mile to make sure their clients have everything they need.
Amazing Angels understands better than anyone the difficult place you're in, and they'd like to be the answer to your prayers. They care for your loved one the way you would if you could. Log on to AmazingAngels.org for more information. That's AmazingAngels.org.
My Amazing Angels.
Amazing Angels are simply amazing.
Oh, remember those Facebook posts of your friends that told about how their furnace went out during the last cold spell? Well, if your furnace was iffy before winter got started, you can just imagine what it's like now. Don't let a furnace breakdown happen to you. Call Controlled Comfort right now and replace your old, worn-out, inefficient furnace before the next polar vortex, whatever that is, blasts its way through town. Call Controlled Comfort today at 402-333-2775 and get your home heating system working quietly, efficiently, but more importantly, regularly to keep your family comfortable all winter long. Controlled Comfort, winner of the Super Service Award from AngiesList.com, which means that they've been given great reviews by customer after customer. 402-333-2775.
Call the number today and help is on its way. For all your home and business needs, Controlled Comfort is here to please. Controlled Comfort keeps it under control.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
What will my new life be like after my divorce? Will the sun return to my life after my divorce? Will I ever go out on a date? Or is single life my fate? Will I ever have a room?
Okay, well, we are back in the studio with Christine Lustgarten, and the reason we played that song was Christine is a divorce mediation lawyer. And obviously, Christine, divorce is very painful for all involved. But you do what's called a collaborative divorce.
That's right.
Which makes it less painful.
Well, we hope to make it less. Uh-huh. I don't know if we can make it less painful, but what we try to do is not add to the hurt.
Yeah.
And we try to help couples so that they can get through that divorce and still be friendly with one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the kids to be hurt any more than they're going to be hurt.
And isn't it about the kids? I mean,
yeah.
When
totally.
It comes down to it,
yeah.
What happens, I think, more than anything is it becomes so selfish. They, you know, people become so selfish, and I'm sure through your practice, and especially with the keyword being collaborative, that you work on how it's about the children and not necessarily about the couple that is getting a divorce. Would that be accurate?
That is accurate, and I think even throughout the state anymore, the focus is on the kids. But in the collaborative process, we use a team approach. So we've got two attorneys. You know, each member of the couple has their own attorney. But we use a mental health coach to help the individuals get through the emotional part of the divorce, help them become better parents, help them communicate better with their ex-spouse. And then we use a child specialist to work on the parenting plan. And the child specialist is going to work with both the members of the couple and the kids, if the kids are age appropriate, to help them come up with a parenting plan. So we can, again, help parents become better parents, help parents become single parents, help them learn to co-parent, help, you know, the non-assertive parent become more assertive with the children.
Boy, that's wonderful.
It's really a great process. We really believe in it. And those of us that are in the collaborative group in Nebraska really think that we're doing a good service for families.
Is this a relatively new thing, Christine?
Well, it's an international movement, and it started in about 1996, and it's been here about 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a relatively small group. We're still growing, but we're really enthusiastic. One of the other things that we can offer is couples, if they have trouble post-divorce, communicating, working out issues, something changes, maybe mm-hmm. a mental illness comes along, they'll come back to us, and we'll sit down with them again with the same two coaches, the same two attorneys, and help them work through whatever issues are coming through their lives as co-parents.
Wow.
That is so important.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's almost like a death.
Isn't
it? I mean,
yeah.
Wouldn't you compare
it? Well,
you
grieve.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have that grieving period. But then after the divorce, then what? And, you know, there isn't a recipe that
right.
tells you exactly, you know, one cup of happiness, one cup
sure.
of sadness. But,
right.
you know, and should the how should the woman feel? How should the man feel? How should the children feel? So it's terrific that you offer this service. Are you among just a specific group in Omaha that offers this service? Or, like you said, it's a movement that's growing. But
well, there's an international collaborative practitioners group that I am a member of. But in Nebraska, we've got the Nebraska Divorce, I can't remember the name of it, Nebraska Collaborative Divorce Attorneys, or something like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. We get it.
That's
yeah.
okay.
Anyway, in Nebraska, we've got a group, and it's mostly in Omaha. And it's, like I said, it's been here 7 or 8 years now that we're growing. We've got about 12 attorneys. We've got probably half a dozen mental health specialists, a couple of child specialists. We've got financial specialists
mm-hmm.
that take that other part and help couples figure out how they're going to best divide their assets so that they can both survive. We want the couples that go through the divorce in a collaborative way to be able to survive. And it's really scary for couples to think about having one income suddenly,
mm-hmm.
but two
mm-hmm.
households mm-hmm. that have to
yeah.
live off that income. So we encourage people to, you know, get out and find a job if they haven't been working. Get out and find some work. We encourage them to go back to school. Maybe one person in the couple has never balanced a checkbook because the other person
right.
is taking care of all of the finances.
Mm-hmm.
So we get them some help in learning how to work a budget, write a budget. And you know, it's sort of a holistic approach to divorce. Mostly we try to do it by working together so that they don't do any more fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that's going to hurt the kids is the
mm-hmm.
fighting.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we don't want them to fight,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to do anything to throw any fuel on that fire. I think another thing that we can offer is we don't go through formal discovery. We take a pledge that we're not going to ever go into the courtroom. So it's going to be a lot more economical
that's a big plus because I think that's where people are so afraid. There are a lot of people, don't you think, in the world and in Omaha, who don't even think about divorce because, A, it's a money issue.
Too much
oh,
money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so
mm-hmm.
who suffers but the kids if
mm-hmm.
there are children in the marriage? because they're really they're there together for the wrong reasons. You know, my dad is a retired attorney, and he always told me when it came to divorce, nobody ever really wins.
Yeah.
And being divorced myself, I think the win comes from if you can remain positive, if you, you know, are empowered, and you, I'm sure when you are through this mediation, you ensure that it's, you know, your kids come first, and you, you know, try to keep it as friendly as possible. Is that realistic for a lot of people? Probably not, but through your collaborative methods, I'm sure that really helps put them in the right place.
I think attorneys can do, especially, can do a lot to help couples work together as co-parents going forward. I think attorneys can hurt couples by ramping up their anger, filing affidavits to say nasty things about one another. The kids don't need to hear that kind of stuff.
No.
You know, you don't need to be hurting people just because you've changed your mind about wanting to be with somebody, or even if you've been hurt by your spouse, it doesn't mean that you have to hurt back. There are ways that you can get through it and heal, and particularly if you have kids. It's really important to not let those kids become those statistics because they get lost in the shuffle. The other thing is we don't need to take 2, 3, 4 years to get a couple divorced in the collaborative process. Nationwide, I just went to a conference with the international group, and they were talking about some statistics. And nationwide, the collaborative divorces take about 6 months on an average.
Gee.
So from, you know, I mean, the fastest you can get a divorce in Nebraska is 60 days. But we take about 6 to 8 months, and that people need to get on with their lives.
Okay.
They don't need to be stuck in that fighting.
Well, it's limbo.
Right.
Absolutely.
It really is almost purgatory.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right.
You just don't know. Are the gates going to open? And when they do, hallelujah for some.
Such a service for people. Mm-hmm. Like when you're going through this, do you notice, you know, like at first there's all this tension, and then after, I mean, do you see what you have done for the couples?
We see what we do with the couples. And I'm not saying people walk out of the collaborative group and hug
it's
and kiss.
It's not all lollipops
and
rainbows.
But they are respectful. Mm-hmm. All the way through the process, they can be respectful. And that's what we really try to teach them to do. But we see people grow. We see people that'll come in. I've had people come into my office shaking, crying, you know, just devastated. And they walk out at the end of the process on the last day signing the papers with their head high, with a confidence about them that they didn't have before, knowing that it's going to be okay, knowing that they've got, you know, somebody that they can come back to if they need to get some help later. And
that's
really
wonderful, too, that they're
able
to come
approach.
Back.
Right, and you're building this foundation. You're setting the tone
for
success.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, this happens. It's okay. Yep. It's not going to ruin your life.
Because
you're
aren't the
be
numbers,
fine.
Christine, aren't the numbers staggering, really, anymore? I mean, is it 1 out of every 2?
50%. I think it's 50% of all first marriages end in divorce. 60 to 70% of second marriages end in divorce. 75% of third marriages end in divorce. 40% of the kids in the United States are born to parents who aren't married.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
we've got a lot. And you know, we can do the collaborative work also with couples that have never been married. It's all about helping them separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our motto is we can we want to untie rather than cut.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful, too, is the kids could come back, too, right? If they're having problems further on, they can come back to you.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. And it's I had a young man in my office today that
came
I've been
back.
Working with. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's really rewarding to know that they understand that it's all part of their life script, and they're going to grow, and they're going to change, but they can come back and they can get the help they need or ask for some other references.
Now, how does one get a hold of you, Christine, if we have some listeners that... You know, you
need help and
that you just call your office.
Let's My see. Office number is 402-884-7044, and we can give you information about collaborative divorce. I also like to say that the second Saturday of every month, we have a small group meeting at Church of the Master off of 108th and Maple. And at that meeting, we have one of the collaborative attorneys. We'll have financial specialist, we'll have one of the coaches, and a couple can come, or a single person can come, and we'll talk to them about the different ways you can get a divorce. We'll tell them about the collaborative process, the litigated process. Primarily, we want to, you know, talk to them about the collaborative process.
Would you repeat where that is?
Yeah, it's 108th and Maple, just off of 108th and Maple. It's Church of the Master.
Okay.
It's on the second Saturday of every month.
What time?
At 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. It's $20 per person. If two people come together, it's $25. And you can ask the professionals, you know, questions about collaborative divorce or the divorce process. And it's a really good way to get more information. We also have a website.
Mm-hmm.
If you just Google Nebraska Collaborative Divorce, you can get a lot of information about the collaborative process. And,
well, that and, is terrific. Well, Christine, thanks so much for sharing your Saturday with us. And, of course, you're not the session is not happening today. So you said it is the second Saturday.
Second Saturday.
Right.
Yes.
So,
second Saturday.
We'll
of every
sure
month.
In, right. Second Saturday in March.
Magically, it's called Second Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. My gosh. There. That is terrific.
That one out, Jode, right?
I mean it. Well, we appreciate everything that you do and
thank
for
you,
helping
really.
Those that need help. It's and nice that you're building this great foundation for
thank
those
you for inviting
that
us.
Need help. Thanks,
thank
Christine.
Thank you, Christine Lesgarden. Okay. Thank you.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Gloria, a Chilean film about a 50-something divorcee exploring single life. Also showing are the 2014 Oscar shorts. See the Academy Award-nominated animated and live-action short films and cast a ballot for your favorites. Then see how your votes stack up against the Academy's when the awards are handed out on March 2nd. On Tuesday, February 18th, producer Raphael Marmor will answer questions after a special screening of No Place on Earth, presented with the Institute for Holocaust Education. The Hitchcock 9 Silent and Concert Repertoire Series continues Thursday, February 20th with The Farmer's Wife, featuring a live score by Dan McCarthy and James Macus. Mr. Deeds Goes to Town is the current forever young family and children's pick. Don't miss Gary Cooper as eccentric heir Longfellow Deeds. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. Well, joining us on the phone, Karen, I'm telling you what, we couldn't be more excited. Our good friend Tim Halperin
He's
is joining
the best.
Us.
Yes. He is the best.
He's joining us from Knoxville, Tennessee. And, of course, for those of you, I think, that are living under a rock and have not heard of Tim, Tim's a native of Omaha, and he burst onto the national scene as a contestant on Season 10 of American Idol. You know, Karen, there was a field of more than 115,000 hopefuls, and all vying for a spot. He emerged as one of the top 12 males, and he earned a spot on the show. And I don't know if you remember, Karen, but Jennifer Lopez loved him.
I remember, and I'm sure Tim remembers, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely remember that.
Yeah, she really did like you. She was flirting with
she
you.
Oh, yeah.
And as we found out shortly after the show, she had a... She had a thing for the younger guys.
Oh, well, yes, indeed. I don't even know if she's still with her guy.
I don't know, but if you could only go back in time, too.
You don't even
know,
have to.
Right?
No, don't get much
true.
Older. Don't get much older.
Chance with Jenny from the block.
That's right. Jenny from the block. I mean, I think she likes him as long as you're 30 and under. So you're good.
Okay.
I still have a shot, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, you do.
Tim, were you like one of the first contestants to actually play your own song on that?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
The first time. There had been a few auditions where people had sung original songs, but never in the rounds had they allowed people to do originals. And so it was, at that point, the top 40. And that's when I did my song called The Last Song, which was such a rush to be able to do that on American Idol.
I bet. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with millions of viewers. Can you imagine doing your original song? And then,
amazing.
You know, after American Idol, then you independently released a full-length album, what was Rise and Fall?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, climbed to number one
you
on
can get,
iTunes.
That's right. You can get that on Amazon. That's a great album, too.
Oh, thanks.
I love it.
I'm really proud of that album. And, yeah, it was incredible to be able to finally release it, and it had that song on there, and which was great, and that was kind of one of the favorites on the album.
Right,
that's so cool.
And something happened this week, though, right?
Yeah, something big, Tim. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
So what happened? What'd you release this week, Tim?
Oh, it feels so good to finally have it out. But my sophomore album, my second full length, and it's called Heart Tells Your Head. And, yeah, I released it on Tuesday.
Oh, congratulations.
All right. Heart Tells Your Head. Oh,
yeah.
I know, isn't that?
Yeah.
You know, Karen, do you realize that Tim has opened for amazing amount
this
of artists?
This is amazing, Tim.
Give me a feel. Like Kelly Clarkson, I know.
Yeah,
that.
Who else have you opened for, Tim?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson was one of them. Blake Shelton and... Mm-hmm. The Jonas Brothers is kind of a funny one, but a great one.
When they were together.
When they were together,
before the tragic ending. And one of my favorites, my hero, Ben Folds.
Very cool.
He's great.
He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And the other one of my favorites is The Fray. As well. And some other great, great acts. Those are some highlights for sure.
Mm-hmm. God, that's great. So what are you doing in Knoxville?
Well, I'm currently living in Knoxville, and it's sort of a in route to Nashville. So
perfect.
I moved from Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm spending some time here in Knoxville, and then I'll land in Nashville at the end of the summer. It's been a great move, but as you both probably can attest to, it's moving to a new area is always challenging. So,
sure. Yeah, totally. Well, you've been in Texas a long time.
Yeah, I was there for seven
college,
years
because
I went to TCU and then hung around. And so making the move here, you know, music-wise, it's fantastic.
It's perfect for you. Yeah.
Love the environment. Yeah, and the people and just the scene and the genres and veins of music out here, totally my style.
That's great.
But, yeah, just, you know, making friends and networking is, you kind of start over in that sense, but it's great. I do love it out here.
Yeah. Well, we loved you when you were in Omaha. You went to West Side Town?
I did, yeah. I went to West Side. That was when I got my start writing. My first songs weren't very very good, I don't think, in my opinion. But hey, you got to start somewhere.
No, you start. You
That's
develop.
Right.
Yeah.
Westside. Look at the talent that Westside has.
I know.
Grown.
It's incredible.
Myself.
Jody.
Absolutely.
And now Tim.
And Jim.
I mean,
come on.
Three from what? I mean, that is incredible.
Team.
That's right. I mean, Mike, our producer, he wishes he could have gone to Westside, but he is a SCUT graduate, and that's okay. We'll still accept him.
We forgive you, Mike.
He can still come into the group. That's
all
right.
We forgive and we understand the jealousy.
You know.
And I actually, I don't know if you knew this, but I was back. I emceed and performed at Westside's Competition of Excellence. They have a show choir competition that they host, and which was really fun. So about a week and a half ago.
Oh, you did? Right. That's wonderful. Oh, we could have caught you here in Omaha, huh?
I know. Just didn't, the timing wasn't right.
Yeah, well,
this
is good.
I was only there for a couple of days to get back and get ready for the new release.
Yeah, no, that's great.
But it was
great.
Fun to be back, for sure.
Totally. Yeah. And I want to say that I grew up with your dad, and we, you know, we're the same age. I love your dad, and that's where you kind of get your Midwestern charm, you know, Tim. Mm-hmm. They always write about your charm.
So. If I could have a tenth of the charm that my dad
Howie
has,
Halperin.
He does. Howie.
Everybody knows him.
Who doesn't?
I know.
That's
we
right.
love him.
You go to
him.
Any
yeah.
restaurant or anywhere in Omaha, and he's bound to talk to five people while you're there.
Absolutely.
No, you're right.
Everybody knows him, and everybody's had him as
loves
a gym
him.
Teacher.
Yeah.
So that alone is so much fun. So
yeah,
Tim,
and it's so great because everybody just truly loves him.
Totally. But you're like that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You do such a terrific job, Tim, of giving back. I think that again, talking about the Midwestern values and the values that your parents have instilled, truly, you do an incredible job of giving back. And I know that you worked on a couple of projects for helping, you know, terminally ill children.
Mm-hmm.
And
breast cancer.
Yes. Your song, We Fight Back and Cross That Line.
And what was that for, Tim, the breast cancer?
That was with Susan G. Komen for The Cure. There's actually a new one I'll let you in on. I haven't officially announced it yet, but... The first one, or the most recent one, is with the new album, giving 15% of album sales back to Kids is the name of the foundation. And it was started by actually another DJ who gave me a great boost and helped me out after Idol. And unfortunately, he passed.
I know. I was
summer.
So surprised to read that. I was all excited
was,
about him. And then his name is Kid, K-I-D-D.
Yeah,
Kid
is Craddock is his name.
Oh, Kid Craddock?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know he passed away. That's...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a shocker for sure. And that was, I mean, it's bittersweet. That was the reason I got to do a show with Ben Folds was because Kid and I really connected on the love for Ben Folds music, and Ben and I both played at a tribute concert for Kid, which was really a special concert.
That's great.
For sure. But regardless, his legacy is in kids, which is great. But yeah, they take 50 terminally and chronically ill children and their families to Disney World, all expenses paid, for a week every year.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's incredible, and I've been on the trip now 3 times, but they bring an entire staff of doctors and nurses, because these kids have a lot of medical needs that are very unique, and otherwise they couldn't go on vacation, and, you know, Southwest sponsors it and gives a chartered plane, and so they're all able to just be on one flight together, and it's just an incredible experience.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So being a part of that has been phenomenal, and those kids have just changed my life, and just, you know, it's incredible being on that trip, but just seeing their attitude, and you would think it would be a tough trip or even a sad trip,
but it's not.
It's not.
The opposite. I mean, it's the most fun and the most joy that you get to be a part of in your life, and it's because of these kids and their attitudes, and I think a lot of that is a testament to what they've been through, and you have to gain a lot of resilience and at a young age. So being with them on that trip is incredible. So yeah, 15% of the new album sales go back to kids.
Wonderful.
Music heals. I mean, music heals.
It does.
So it's so wonderful.
And your music in particular, you know, you kind of relate to both adults and young people with your music, Tim.
Yeah.
That's why I like it a lot. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. And I think that, too, is there's something to be said about writing on the piano and a piano singer-songwriter, because I think you're right. I think it bridges the gap for generations, because there's always been, piano music as a part of, whether it's pop, whether it's classical, it's always a part of any generation or any culture, I think. And so I think that's why it bridges the gap.
Good point. Definitely good point. Well, tell us what we're going to hear on your new album.
Yeah, so I'm excited today that you guys are going to play Jolene, which is the first single. That's a really fun song, and I think it definitely for radio and getting people to move around, it just has a lot of rhythm and it's a fun song. But there's a lot of other songs on the album that are, I would say, lyrical depth. It marks this album, I think.
Lyrical depth.
I wanted to challenge my writing and my lyrics, and so I think from beginning to end, you'll hear that, you'll notice that, and it still has my trademark of the piano driven, and pop, and some of them are a couple ballads in there, but I don't know, I love the songs on this album, and I'm excited for people to hear them.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Well, I'm sure our listeners will love it as well. And again, the album is Heart Tells Your Head. Tim Halperin, we wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, really, Tim? And come back. Always come back.
You.
When you're in Nashville, and you can tell us all these Nashville stories. You can see Nicole Kidman roaming around, right?
Yeah. We'll probably get coffee when I'm
back. I'm sure you will.
You and J-Lo. Right, yeah, J-Lo will show.
That's right.
So funny. Well, no, I appreciate your support so much, and thanks for always having me on the show.
Oh, Tim,
you're a friend of the show,
you're
and you
terrific.
Always will be. Thanks, Tim. Take care,
thanks
and
so
we'll
much.
See you soon.
I'm living for your touch. Thought I couldn't take this much. You're playing games with my head, but I cannot leave yet. What if I let it all burn down? I didn't care if they found out. Your rain is all around. You wanna watch me drown? Jolene, can't you see? I'm not the guy that I wanna be. You're holding rain clouds over me. Secretly, I know you got me.
They are amazing.
They are angels.
They are amazing angels.
My amazing angels.
Amazing angels are simply amazing.
Amazing Angels Home Health and Hospice cares for people of all ages and all situations, from basic wound care to hospice care. Hospice and palliative care is for people young and old who are nearing the end of their lives.
Amazing Angels take an approach that focuses on improving quality of life for anyone dealing with a life-limiting illness. The goal is to reduce or eliminate pain and other physical symptoms and assist both the patient and family with emotional and spiritual needs.
Amazing Angels Home Health and Hospice treasure the relationships they build with their patients and their families, and will always go the extra mile to make sure their clients have everything they need.
Amazing Angels understands better than anyone the difficult place you're in, and they'd like to be the answer to your prayers. They care for your loved one the way you would if you could. Log on to AmazingAngels.org for more information. That's AmazingAngels.org.
My Amazing Angels.
Amazing Angels are simply amazing.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest 90 minutes with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique perspective on the markets, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1:30. Here on the Mighty 1290 Coil, Mighty1290Coil.com, and the Mighty 1290 Coil apps.
Reach your financial peace with the Dave Ramsey Show.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
Not a fan of savings bonds. Two reasons. One is they don't pay anything, and two is people lose them. I would much rather you teach them about investing and maybe help them get a mutual fund started. And you can do that, you know, you can open a mutual fund for $250, $500, something like that, depending on the fund. And that's what I would do. And then just show them systematically that they need to add to that. They can't.
Dave Ramsey, weekday mornings at 11 on the Mighty 1290.
Living with chronic pain is uncomfortable enough. So why live with constipation due to prescription pain medications? If current treatments for constipation aren't providing the relief you need, the COMPOSE study may be an option. This research study is evaluating an oral investigational drug to see if it may provide relief of constipation caused by prescription pain medication. To learn more, call Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. Space is limited, so call today.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Gloria, a Chilean film about a 50-something divorcee exploring single life. Also showing are the 2014 Oscar shorts. See the Academy Award-nominated animated and live-action short films and cast a ballot for your favorites. Then see how your votes stack up against the Academy's when the awards are handed out on March 2nd. On Tuesday, February 18th, producer Raphael Marmor will answer questions after a special screening of No Place on Earth, presented with the Institute for Holocaust Education. The Hitchcock Nine Silent and Concert Repertoire Series continues Thursday, February 20th with The Farmer's Wife, featuring a live score by Dan McCarthy and James Macis. Mr. Deeds Goes to Town is the current Forever Young Family and Children's pick. Don't miss Gary Cooper as eccentric heir Longfellow Deeds. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back to the studio. Joining us today is John Witzel, who's the author of a book titled Saving Trace Rios.
John, Three Rivers, right, Jode?
I'm sorry?
Three Rivers? Is that what Trace Rios is?
Oh, look at you.
Aren't I good in Spanish?
You know what? I mean, wow, you caught me off guard. I am so impressed.
She gives me this dirty look, which you can't see on the radio.
I'm telling you, because I'm thinking, what is she talking about? The book's titled Saving Trace Rios, but if she wants to do the English, I thought it was very cool. I was going to do the entire interview in Spanish, and now, Karen, I can't.
You better not, Jude.
Hola to our listeners.
Hola, John. Right.
Hola.
Hola to
hola.
You.
Hola. John, actually, we have to pull it in. John served in the U.S. Air Force as a navigator, and he served as a director of the Strategic Air Command, Airborne Command Post, and he retired after 22 years of service, and I asked John if I was watching the movie Top Gun, would he be Goose? And he said, indeed, he was the navigator. He was the backseater.
The backseater, huh?
Yes. That's, that could, you read the maps and told him, this is where we need to go.
You
is that
got
right?
it.
That
you
is so great. Well, welcome.
Thank you very
Hi,
much.
Hi, John.
I would say welcome in Spanish, but I cannot, so we'll just
Hola,
Trace, Hola and Trace Rios.
Bienvenidos. That's
there you go. Bienvenidos. I like it.
Well, how'd you come up with this idea? Is this kind of your life in here?
No, I couldn't be tough enough for that. I mean,
well, you seem pretty tough.
No. This is an action thriller that involves a public school teacher. I know that you're saying public school teacher?
Yeah, it's kind of an
action thriller.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but put your seatbelt on, because once you read the first chapter, you are hooked, and you won't be finished till the very end, because
it
is a fast-paced action book about a public school teacher.
Can't wait.
This public school teacher, he's a retired Air Force sergeant who earns his teaching degree and teaching certificate, and he's on his last duty in Colombia, helping the Colombians fight the FARC as an Air Force, if you will, supporter, trainer over there. And he's fighting the FARC. The FARC is the Revolutionary Army of Colombia. They're the bad guys. They're the narco-terrorists that are basically supporting a lot of the drug trade to buy weapons to fight the government of Colombia. So,
is that a real...
Yes, ma'am.
Real
as it gets. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We are supporting the Colombians with the military members such as Mr. Madden, our school teacher.
Okay.
The only thing Mr. Madden wants to do is he wants to leave Colombia. He wants to come home and start his teaching career. His wife is a teacher, and he wants to get on track. He's seen the world. He's seen enough danger, and he just wants to start a normal career as a school teacher. However, Mr. Madden, retired Sergeant Madden, worked with the CIA and the Special Forces overseas in tracking down terrorists in some of these roaming teams, tracking them down and eliminating the bad terrorists. And it got to the point where they found out who he was. So in the book, there was a lot of vengeance against Mr. Madden and his family. It's really, if you will, detailed. And as you'll see by reading the book, that they go to no ends to seek revenge on Madden.
Yeah. Woo, it's exciting when you speak about it.
Well,
I'm
goosebumps,
Now, this is where it really gets interesting. He comes back. There's some tragedy within the family. The people, the responsible, come back and take advantage of him. And, however, he starts teaching school, and he's identified as a comer, a person that's going to be a great school teacher. So after a couple of years, they send him off to get a doctorate's degree at Stanford University. On his way, he runs into trouble. He runs into lots of trouble. His plans for Stanford are detoured, where he is literally shanghaied to teach at an impoverished rural school in northern New Mexico. This school is a school district, Trace Rios, you got
Trace
it.
Trace Rios, yeah, that's right. I looked at it, yeah.
Oh, there you are again with your Spanish, Karen.
Uh-huh.
It is a school that a large school district had forgotten about. It's impoverished. It's out of the way. That's where the bad students are. We'll just keep them there. We'll send teachers in there left and right. We'll burn teachers out. We'll put our new teachers in there that really don't know what they're doing or really inexperienced. We'll burn them out. We don't care. Just keep these bad students over here, and everything will be fine.
Wow.
Well,
don't tell us. We have to read the book, John.
Well, just to make a long story short, Madden comes in with his skills, and he really straightens out the school. He gives the confidence to the students. Probably the biggest thing he brings in is hope for the students, and they begin to, if you will, climb an achievement level, and it's really a recognition on his part.
Wow.
I know. It sounds exciting.
There's a lot of corruption in the town where he's at, too, and he has to face that also. But probably, if I may say, one of the biggest points that I almost get sentimental when I read the book myself is his interaction with some of the children that are having troubles in school. Not school per se, but domestically, like parents are drinking too much. And he has to deal with that besides teaching.
My God.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's a complex book.
It is.
And then you have a sequel in your head, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Have you started the sequel?
I've got to share with you this. You know, these books, you don't know how they're going to turn out. But if you can turn the books over to your worst critics, your worst enemies, and say, read the book, and if they come back and say it's good, we hate you, but we like the book.
Right, but we like the book.
Right, then, you know, then you've won.
You're doing. Yeah. You might have something there, but also I got to share this with you. little librarian at one of the local libraries, one day I was coming in and I gave her a book to read and she would not let me in the door. And she
so
says,
she finished? She
says, yeah, she finished the book. She says, if you promise me you'll have a sequel. And I said, absolutely.
You got it.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that is so exciting,
John. We can't wait to read this.
You'll love it.
I mean it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Saving Trace Rios by John
Whipple.
We'll
stay up late.
Yeah, I think John it should say Saving Trace Rios by John the Goose.
And I
got
it. Well, I got to say this, too, since you're allowing me the opportunity. But we have a very, very important female heroine, a woman heroine in the book. She's a DEA officer, special agent, and she brings a lot of excitement to this book.
Oh, good.
Good.
We always like female heroines.
Yeah, Jeff, yeah. We need a female heroine.
We do.
Do you know what's funny, John? The way you talk, I mean, Jody, it reminds me of Bill Clinton. I don't know why.
Well, listen,
you know, the way
if he doesn't come in March where he's supposed to speak, then I think John could actually be like a stunt double.
That's right.
Hillary, don't throw that, Hillary. Hillary, don't throw that at me, Hillary. Baby, don't throw that, honey.
See, there you
listen,
go.
John,
I knew
listen,
it.
If you,
I could feel it.
If he gets tired of writing books and you don't want to write your sequel, then you can. I think you could be a stand-in. Absolutely. For Bill Clinton. Oh, gosh. John,
thank you so much, John Whistle.
We had so much fun with you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
and you can go
much.
Online to get the book or anywhere.
Thank you for asking. As
yeah.
a matter of fact, Amazon is on Kindle. You can go consult our marketing. Or if you just want to call me up and say, hey, John,
call
would you
John.
Send me a book?
That's
I'll
right.
send you a book.
All right.
I'd be flattered to.
That's
thank
perfect.
You so
thanks,
much, John.
We wish
John
you best of luck with this book. Thanks,
well, thank
John.
You so very much.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. With 19 million alarm signals answered a year, ADT is the most experienced and most capable to handle an alarm in your home. Now, you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer today. Dial 1-800-304-6841. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protecthome.com/terms. CA-AC06320FL-EC1300341 KY-City of Louisville 483. Call now, 1-800-304-6841. That's 1-800-304-6841.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Gloria, a Chilean film about a 50-something divorcee exploring single life. Also showing are the 2014 Oscar shorts. See the Academy Award-nominated animated and live-action short films and cast a ballot for your favorites. Then see how your votes stack up against the Academy's when the awards are handed out on March 2nd. On Tuesday, February 18th, producer Raphael Marmor will answer questions after a special screening of No Place on Earth, presented with the Institute for Holocaust Education. The Hitchcock 9 Silent and Concert Repertoire Series continues Thursday, February 20th, with The Farmer's Wife, featuring a live score by Dan McCarthy and James Macis. Mr. Deeds Goes to Town is the current Forever Young Family and Children's pick. Don't miss Gary Cooper as eccentric heir Longfellow Deeds. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
What a fun show today,
Karen,
Jody.
I mean, I love to laugh.
I know, ending with that John Whistle.
I mean,
great.
John the Goose Whistle, wasn't he something? He had so much energy.
Totally. I mean, we have to read his book, or I don't know what's going to happen to
him. I mean it. That's right.
I made Mike laugh here.
He was great. Oh, and Tim Halperin, you know, what can you say?
Tim, oh, he's a wonderful singer-songwriter, and what a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a great, great nice guy,
wonderful.
And he so loves his roots in Omaha and, you know, and gives back. So, we, you know, really, shout out to our friend, Tim, and hopefully we'll be able to have him in the studio.
Christine Lustgarten, interesting about collaborative divorce.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Great service to the
community. Putting
a positive
light on divorce and the fact that they offer, you know, life after divorce. And,
right,
you know,
and there is life. Yeah, obviously.
And helping people get through it, which is great.
Jode, you going to have a happy President's Day?
I'm hoping to.
And what are you going to get me for President's Day?
I am going to get you a picture of the White House. How's that?
That must be why I mentioned Bill Clinton, because it's President's
yes,
Day on
that
Monday.
That had to be why.
I guess so.
I am sure.
He's on
it.
The brain.
Yeah.
Hillary's on the brain.
Yeah. Well, and you know Bill's coming in March, and I think we think we're going to have him on our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we're going to have him.
Well, hands
the
down,
whole
you know,
time we'll have Bill.
Of course. Come on.
Bill. We'll Bill him, needs us. Bill has to come on.
He does. We'll give him more than 10 minutes, don't you think?
Yeah, 15.
All right, 15 tops. Okay. 15 tops. No more.
All right, Bill. We're asking you, Bill, to come on the show. And next week, Jode, we're going to have Grace Podalek on. Speaking of Grace,
that's
because
great.
She's in Next to Normal.
And you can talk about her show.
Yeah, definitely.
And give your review right when she's here.
Absolutely. She's such a great talent.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And we want everyone to go to our website. It's thebeat.net.
And thank you to Film Streams.
Yeah. And they've got that Hitchcock series coming up.
Hitchcock 9.
That. Yeah,
that'll be
exciting.
Yeah, and we love Rachel Jacobson.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, she really is.
Shout out to Rachel.
And shout out to 1290 Coil.
Yeah, thanks, Coil. And we'll end the show today with one of my songs from my divorce CD called I'm Not the Woman That I Used to Be, and it's still for sale at Pinky Winkles. So everybody have a wonderful week. Wonderful
and happy President's
Day. President's Day.
And
Bill.
We'll talk to you next week.
Totally free. I can choose a better life for me. I'm not the woman that I used to be. A lot has happened this past year or so. I've had time to think and surely to grow. I'm going to be okay. That's what I know. I'm not the woman that I used to be. Let's not forget, life isn't always what you plan. There are roadblocks and detours and scams. Let's not forget, the big D was a surprise. But I know that I'll survive. I'm not the woman that I used to be. I'm going to have more fun and think about me. I can be happy in this life, it seems. I'm not the woman that I used to be. Now I know that this was meant to be. I'm not the woman that I used to be.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest 90 minutes with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique perspective on the markets, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1:30. Here on the Mighty 1290 Coil, Mighty1290Coil.com, and the Mighty 1290 Coil apps.
Know what I can't get enough of? Kosama. I Kosama 6 days a week. I can Kosama in a group, all by myself, or with a friend.
So what is Kosama? Kosama is a fitness program designed to increase lean muscle mass and transform your body using distinct workouts. They change the workouts weekly, and they're the only gym in the area to carry protein water. Kosama has two locations, 168th and Center in Legacy, and 146th in Maple. For more information and class schedules, go to Kosama.com, voted best in Omaha again in 2013.
For water pure and simple, United Distributors.
You've heard us talk about the quality and convenience of fresh, clean water from a 3M water system from United Distributors, but maybe you already have a drinking water system or even have a water softener in your home. Ask yourself this, is that system still working as well as the day you installed it?
For water pure and simple, United Distributors is your water pro.
If your drinking water system or softener has seen its better days, call United Distributors and ask about their Cash for Clunkers program. You can trade in your old system for up to $500 in cash. Then United Distributors will recommend a new 3M system that works best for your family. Click cleanwaterguys.com for all the details. United Distributors. Water. Pure and simple.
For water pure and simple, United Distributors is your water pro.
Saturday, February 15th.
The Mighty 1290 KOIL Omaha. Omaha's stimulating conversation. The Mighty 1290.